ചൈതന്യ മാനവീശ്വരം ശപിതം ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം ഉപകാരമായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ ഗൗരീശ്വരാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അരവിന്ദ ശ്രീവാസരി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരി ഹരി ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരി ഹരി റീഡിംഗ് ഭാഗവത്ഗീത As it is, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let's read from the 7th chapter. Text number 724. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme, responsibly. So, the Lord first of all telling us that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vyaktim means personality. So God has a personality. Now, the question will be, what kind of person He is, and if He's a person, won't He be limited? This is the general conception. If somebody's a person, that means there's some limitation. In other words, we're persons. But we see how we're limited in the sense that we are not all pervading. Personality appears to be localized in one person, in one situation. But that is the difference between the Lord and the living entity. Nicho Nichanam Chaitanam Chaitanam. There are two living entities. They both have consciousness. And one is dependent and the other is independent. So by constitution, we happen to be the dependent, eternal. We're also eternal, as is God. We have the same nature as God. But there's also a difference. God is independent. Now we may claim that we're independent, but this is a foolish claim. Who can declare independence when we see that at every step we're dependent? Suppose there's no supply of air. We think, oh, what do you mean no supply of air? But this air is being supplied. We take it for granted. But there's a nature behind it. Nature is supplying the air. So whose nature is it? It's not our nature. We're not making it in our factory. Another example. The time element. We're all being carried by time. The description is given just like the cloud is being carried by the wind. It may not even realize it's moving because it's in the wind. It's in the air, and so it's just moving. You don't even realize you're moving. Just like they say the earth is moving so quickly. We don't realize it because we're part of it. But we're being carried by this time element. And no one can check it. We can't say, okay, now wait a minute, I want to get off on this stop. And let the time just wait for a few minutes. No, we're being carried. Therefore, we're conditioned. We're dependent. We're reading in the 13th chapter, was it? That the first qualification for knowledge is to be humble. So those who think that they're God, how can they be humble? If you think that you're independent, you're supreme, then there's no way that you can seriously approach the supreme. Because you think I'm supreme. Why do I have to approach the supreme? This is the danger of this Mayavadi philosophy, this tattvamasi, thou art that. There's some truth there. You are nothing but God. Nothing is outside of God. You have the same nature. Mama Bhamsa Jivanoke Jivabhuta Sanatana. We're the fragment particle of God. Just like we give the example of the sun and the sunlight. The sunlight is nothing but sun, but still it's different. So that difference we have to understand carefully. Otherwise we fall into the illusion that I'm God. When I was first interested in spiritual life as a young man, there was a yogi, he was teaching like that. He used to give us a meditation. Be still and know that you are God. And I was thinking, oh, I never thought I was God before. But anyway, I'm here at the yoga class, so I might as well try it, you know. So I started thinking, I'm God, I'm God. Didn't feel right, you know, I thought, well, might as well. He's the teacher, he's telling me to think like that. So this is the illusion. You're not God. You're a servant of God. You're part of God. That's okay. But if you think that you're God, then how can you serve God? But this is really your position. Your constitutional position is to be a servant of God. Just like the hand, by nature, it's serving the body. If it doesn't take the food and try to enjoy it directly, it brings the food to the mouth, then it gets all the nourishment it needs. So this is our position. Our constitutional position, Nitya Yukta Upashate, to always be engaged in the loving service of the Lord. So the question will come, well, how did we give up that service? Yes, that's also explained. Because we're the same nature as God, God is fully independent, so we also have some independence. We're not God, but we have some qualities like God. We're eternal, God is eternal. We have consciousness, God has consciousness. We're a person, God is a person. We can take the initiative, God can also take the initiative. But because we're small, sometimes we become covered by the third energy. The third energy is the material energy. Like this microphone or something, it's nothing but matter. It has no consciousness. So this body is the same elements. Earth and water and ether and so on, fire, that compose this body. So we are the spirit soul in this body, but we're not the body. We're the Atma. And we can prove that because we've already changed our body so many times. We had a little baby body. Like today we saw one little baby, right? Just saw 9 days old or 15 days old or something. Such a tiny little body. But that same person will have a grown body. So the body is changing, but the person remains the same. And we can remember, oh yes, I had a small body. So you're the same person because you're the soul in the body. So we become covered by this material energy because of our misuse of independence. Because we are also independent, God is independent. So if we choose not to serve God, because God is a loving person, He doesn't force us, you have to serve me. No. He invites us. We see Krishna playing the flute. He's calling us, come. Come to the spiritual side. Come to my enjoying my spiritual nature. Here he's saying, I have another nature. This is not the all in all. People come, they think, oh, now we're happy. We're living in America. We have a nice salary, nice house. No. This is not your real home. You have to leave this place. And then, where are you going? So, the intelligent person, in the human form of life, he makes some solution to this problem. What is the problem? Yeah, that we have to experience trouble. Nobody wants old age, and the accompanying miseries, and disease, and then ultimately death. But these things, we're obliged to experience. You don't have to be a big philosopher to understand. Oh, my great-grandfather died, my grandfather died, my father died, I'm also going to die. But you don't want that. Everybody wants to live eternally because that's really our nature. We are the soul. We're the Atma. So don't become too much attached to this material things. This is the first idea. We want to not to give up our feelings, but to, you can say, remove them from a temporary thing and posit them on the substantial thing. The substantial thing is God. He's the source. Pratishtaham, he says. Brahmano, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. The Brahman, everything is resting on me. Like pearls on a thread. So this is the real substance. This is the thing that won't shift. But everything else that we put our shelter, we take shelter of, because our nature is to look for shelter. We come to America because we think, oh, this is a safe place, big country, we can find. Hare Krishna. We can find some nice, permanent situation here. But it doesn't last. So we want real shelter, which is good. We should find that. Nobody is independent. This is the illusion. So that means we have to become sheltered. Just like a little child. The child is in anxiety. Where's mommy? Where's daddy? But as soon as he's on the lap of the mother, then he's okay. So this is our position. We think we're independent, but the destiny is coming, and it's going to cause us trouble. And so we're foolish to think that we can be happy by being independent. So we should turn to the Lord. He's in our heart. He's also very kindly come in the deity form. He's present in His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Only qualification is that we have to see the necessity. This is the problem. We are not intelligent enough to realize that we're in an awkward position. That's why this word is used. Unintelligent. What does Krishna say? He says, Abhudaya, Abhudaya, less intelligent. Buddha means intelligent. So we're less intelligent because we don't accept that we can find shelter in the Supreme Person. And we think we can be happy by being independent. After all, we have good intelligence. We have a good bank balance. We have a nice family, nice, strong nation. So why do we need God? This is the Abhudaya, the foolish person. In the Bhishma Bhagavatam, and those who are taking shelter like this of the family members, and they're considered crazy. Strong word is used. They're thinking like that because they're insane. These family members and society and nation and bank balance and intelligence, none of these things can save you from the inevitable death, from the time factor, which is carrying you imperceptibly. Therefore, we should turn to the Supreme Lord in our own heart, and by finding His servant. If we're sincere, then Krishna will help us to find those who can help us outside also. In other words, we say, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets the spiritual master. By the mercy of spiritual master, one gets Krishna. So both things are required. But the first qualification is, we have to see the necessity. Why should I come to the temple? Why should I chant Hare Krishna? I'm happy the way I am. So this is Abhudaya. This is the foolishness that we are pleading with you. Don't remain in this foolish condition. You're not okay. You're in a precarious position. You, the soul, we're trying to speak to the soul. You, the soul, are not meant to undergo these tribulations of old age and disease and death. You're meant to enjoy eternal life full of knowledge and bliss. So don't be satisfied with this temporary condition, with this flickering happiness, which is always accompanied with distress. You think, I can be happy But the distress is coming. In every family, in every individual's life, there's always some upheaval. There's some unexpected turn of events that cause us anxiety. Who can deny? And therefore, we should become serious about making a relationship with the Lord. This is the advantage of having a human form of life. Otherwise, the animals, they also have affection for their children and so many things. But they can't inquire, who am I? Why am I suffering? What happens to me when I die? Why is there so much suffering in this world? We see the young people go on the street, right? They're protesting the war. Because they're innocent. They can see, oh, something is wrong. There's so much suffering is being caused by this war. So, let's protest. But this is not the way. We should take impetus from the suffering. But the way to take the proper impetus is to find out our spiritual identity. Then we can get out of this cycle of birth and death called samsara. Otherwise, that kind of protesting, it won't bring any tangible result. Because the whole atmosphere is problematic.